Day one of the 2023 High School State Track and Field Championships are about in the books. I'm Nick Brinks here in the Gatorade broadcast booth with this update on Kick 106.7. Gatorade, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform, distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. While there are still events going on, our local schools and athletes have wrapped up for the day. Results coming in just a moment. This update brought to you by Jamie and Tammy North of CTS, Custom Technology Solutions, Ghost Energy from Allen Distributing, Poet Bioprocessing, and RJV Transport. In our final three events of the day, we have our sixth medalist confirmed from today, and we'll lead off with that. The last event for us today was the boys' 100-meter dash in Class 2A. It was a preliminary to set up our final on Saturday afternoon, and DJ Vanami of Kemper runs a personal best, 11:27, finishes third in Heat 1, hangs on for fifth overall. Again, he does qualify for Saturday's final at 12:55. Congratulations to Kemper's DJ Vanami. In the girls' 100-meter dash for Class 3A, Carroll's Shea Sinard picks up a 14th place finish with a 13:05. She ran fourth in heat number two. Again, 14th overall for Shea Sinard. And then a little bit earlier in the 2A 4x800, Kemper ran 21st with an 8:39.38. That was Tragen Beiter, Kobe Lantman, Trevor Ryle, and Jacob Graving. I mentioned six medalists today, or at least qualifying for a final on Saturday, where you will get your medal then. DJ Vanami, our sixth and final one today with that fifth place finish in the 2A boys 100 meter dash. Again, a personal record of 11:27. 3A boys high jump, Carroll's Trey Hunter with a fifth place finish there. 2A girls shot put, Kira Hammond of South Central Calhoun is seventh, picking up medals today, Hunter and Hammond. In the 1A boys 4x800, IKM Manning medals with a fourth place finish. And then we did have two preliminary events this morning qualifying for Saturday finals, where they will receive medals then. The 1A girls 200-meter dash, Audubon's Madison Steckler, not only a personal record, but a school record, 26:19. She finished fourth today, qualifying for Saturday's final. And one of our very first events of the day, actually our first event of the day, our Weva in the 1A girls shuttle hurdle. They finished seventh, good enough to qualify for Saturday's final. All of today's results, interviews, photos, and more can be found on Twitter at CB Sports Network. Also at sports.1380kcim.com. Just find the state track results page for today. This update has been brought to you by Mackey Motors, Pizza Ranch, Landis of Ralston, Pup in the Tub, and Manning Municipal Utilities. Big thanks to Jeff Blankman, Tyler Bruner, Jeff Storyhan, Todd Danner, and Macy Snyder for providing coverage today with the video interviews, the photos, some technological help along the way as well. Thanks to those folks, and also thanks to Kristen Campisi and KC Miners for help back in the studio today. This is my final update for today. Again, all of today's full results can be found at sports.1380kcim.com. I'm Nick Brinks in the Gatorade broadcast booth saying so long for this Thursday. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning.